funny thing. When he came back from the service, he had some new ideas. Mm-hmm. Number one, he was a pioneer in natural color photography.
Yeah.
So he took that and tried to weave it into the operational studio. In fact, he did. He did a very good job of it. Fortunately, we had a few clients that could afford to pay for it. Mm-hmm. It was quite expensive back then.
Yeah.
In its early days. So his work, as I said, was in color photography. He had this other studio that was a lab, which was devoted to the processing of color photography. He was recognized around the city as an expert in color photography. He did work for several studios, mm-hmm. outstanding studios, mm-hmm. well-known studios, I should say.
Sure.
And they had turned over the color work to him. Now, I still did the love the portrait work, and he, of course, brought me up to date on exposures and stuff like that for color photography, mm-hmm. and techniques in lighting that wouldn't necessarily be true in black and white. So I enjoyed it. It was just like going to another chapter in my life, mm-hmm. from black and white to color.
Yeah, it would be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All as far as I got in color photography was black and white, and somebody does have all coloring over. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's an example of that right there.
This one?
Yeah, pull that out.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was much more brilliant than it is now. It's faded quite a bit. With John F. Kennedy. I made Howard University, and he endorsed it to me.
It was very nice.
Uh-huh. I'm going to have it done over. That's reading it's still on the floor. I'm going to remat it. I'm going to try to save his autograph.
Good.